The name of the patient is Ladis Rivera. The first name, L, A, D like in Delta, Y like in Yankee, S like in Sierra. Last name, Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A. This is a clinical case of an 80-year-old Hispanic female patient of Dr. Beltre that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient comes today with a serum creatinine that was determined on November the 3rd of 2023 on 1.38 with a VON of 28 and an estimated EFR of 39 mLs per minute. The patient has been taking the Jardiance. However, it continues to be hyperglycemic despite the fact that she's following the medications as prescribed. Following number, the patient has a hyperkalemia that is treated with the administration of Lokelma 5 grams every day. The serum potassium is 4. Following number, the patient has a history of proteinuria. The proteinuria cannot be treated with the ARBs or ACE inhibitors because of the presence of hyperkalemia, and she cannot be a candidate for finerenone due to the same reasons. We are going to emphasize the blood sugar control. Following number, diabetes mellitus, she is taking the Jardiance in combination with Reciva 20 units of Q. We are going to increase by 3 units, 23 units, and we are going to make the increments according to the blood sugar readings every week. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, hyperlipidemia that has been treated with the administration of Crestor. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. I have to point out that this patient has a 3+ protein in the urine, which is very, very concerning. And the protein creatinine ratio is 1.5. Hopefully with the better blood sugar control and the continued administration of Jardiance, we will be able to control this proteinuria. I emphasize the potassium restriction. If the potassium comes down, we start the patient on an ARB during the next appointment. Period. Paragraph. I spend 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes with the patient, 7 minutes in the documentation.